Former President Trump never testified at the trial where he was found liable for sexual abuse and defamation. But one day after that verdict, he turns up on live television. CNN holds a town hall meeting tonight. Trump faces questions before an audience with host Caitlin Collins. During Trump's presidential years, he made attacks on CNN part of his business model, and Collins was a CNN White House correspondent who asked him hard questions. Now the network is different, and Trump is no longer president, so how will this event go? NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik is on the line. David, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Why would Trump return to mainstream media now?
And particularly CNN, right? He called it the enemy of people, fake news. Well, you know, recently he's been pumping for this event. He posted on Truth Social, the social media site, quote, could be the beginning of a new and vibrant CNN with no more fake news, or it could turn into a disaster for all, including me. Mm-hmm. I think part of it is, you know, he's starting up, gearing up for his run for the presidency for next year. And he's clearly upset with Fox News, a home for a lot of his most ardent supporters, even though he's given interviews to Sean Hannity and former Fox host Tucker Carlson on that network in recent weeks. He's upset with it because the Murdochs that control that network have been auditioning Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as the possible lead candidate for Republicans. Trump knows Collins from the White House. You know, I think he says he's going to be independent from Fox in certain ways.
I feel like we're setting up a pro wrestling match here. You've got all these dramatic plot lines, and there's a plot line involving Trump and Fox. There's also a plot line involving CNN and its changes.
Yeah, right. Under Chris Licht, appointed as chairman of CNN early last year, CNN and its parent company, Warner Brothers Discovery, has been trying to say it's a new day at CNN. They've removed some of its programs that had some of the fiercest criticism of Trump. Think Don Lemon being moved to the morning shows and finally being fired for unrelated issues. Brian Stelter's media criticism show Reliable Sources removed from the airwaves there. They basically have said, we've got a new lineup, a new day. We're going to be fair to Republicans and Democrats, they say, while still holding them accountable.
Now, some people will question interviewing Donald Trump. There are people who argue you shouldn't talk with him. We made a different judgment at NPR. We've interviewed Donald Trump, so it's a thing that we believe you do. He's a newsworthy figure, but what are the risks or pitfalls of putting him on?
Well, look, this is not just a town hall where Collins is going to have to be navigating and moderating questions from Republicans and uncommitted voters in New Hampshire at St. Anselm's College, but it's also an event that's live. You know, Trump defined his run for the presidency 2015-2016 the first time around by his bombast, but also by overwhelming the press with false claims and lies, and the press carried him live because of the incredible ratings they got and because of the astonishing phenomenon that he was. That became a big issue for CNN in intervening years, and you know, Republicans argued they overcompensated.
You mentioned Tucker Carlson. Let's talk about him before you go. The Fox News host, of course, was recently fired after a gigantic defamation settlement that Fox faced. And then he announced yesterday he's starting a new show on Twitter. Here's some of what he said.
There aren't many platforms left that allow free speech. The last big one remaining in the world, the only one, is Twitter.
Dave, I've been texting with Tucker Carlson. He says he can't come on NPR right now because he's still under contract to Fox. Is he now going to be in trouble with Fox for going on Twitter?
Well, so that's the real question, right? Carlson has proclaimed he's going there. Elon Musk, owner of Twitter, very carefully said on Twitter last night, you know, home for free speech, but also we don't have any arrangement with Carlson yet. Carlson's lawyers have sent note to Fox saying basically they breached his contract and therefore he's entitled to do this, according to Axios. The real question is, you know, Fox wants to sideline Carlson through the end of the 2024 race by paying him a ton of money. Carlson's saying, I don't need the money. I'm going to go to a new place.
Okay. Dave, thanks so much.
You bet.